Maybe another little poem in that same vein so I can get them out of my system. They seem to keep... This is called Traitor. I read it on the radio the other night, and I know the disc jockey looked at me a couple times because there was a big sign, which I noticed later, up above the window saying obscene utterances over the radio are fineable to the extent of $10,000 and imprisonment not less than 5 years and so on. But that's a poet's kind of paranoia. Anyway, Traitor is about a... maybe it's happened to you of seeing a girl that you cared very much for about 10 or 11 or 12 years later. And this is what happened. I saw this girl on the street, and in high school she was the cheerleader and I was the linebacker and all that kind of stuff. And her life was going miserably, and I was sort of pleased and... only to the extent that I wanted to marry her, but she wanted to marry the day after graduation, and I wanted to go to college and get off the farm and stuff like that. Anyway, so she married somebody else who became a machinist at an Oldsmobile factory and then a milkman. So anyway, this is called Traitor. I traded a girl 2 apples for an orange. I hate citrus, but she was beautiful. As lovers, we were rotten. This was before the sexual revolution, and we only necked and pawed. Don't write below the lines. But now she's traded that child's red mitten I only touched for a stovepipe hat, 4 children, and a milkman husband. Soon I learn there will be no milkman, and she'll want to trade again. Stop. I won't take a giant Marianas Trench for 2 red apples. You've had your orange, now lie in it. Of course, since she's scarcely literate, she won't realize I've gotten even with her. Yeah. I always think the enormous strain that goes into becoming a poet in America, or any kind of artist, and I don't think it gets any easier as the years go by, but there's this sense of a friend of mine was writing a manic musical rock comedy, and we're trying to create this situation where a ranch boy in North Dakota was going to tell his Republican father that he was going to become a ballet dancer. And it's still something, I think, akin to that. But as Louis Simpson once said in a poem, be true to your own strange kind.